All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, so it is time for Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa, Pro Wrestling America and Hawkeye Championship Wrestling bringing you some great action. I am Southern Dynamite, the promoter and booker of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. A few things going on this week. We have a return. PG-13 is back from injury, looking for vengeance on Eddie Gilbert. They would love to have revenge on Rugged Rod Price, but he's already left the PWA. We have Gino Hernandez, the American heavyweight champion, renewing his contract to the end of the year. So he plans on being here for a while. But we do say goodbye to Brad Armstrong, who decides he wants to try to see if there's somewhere else for him to go for his talents. Because apparently I wasn't giving him an American heavyweight title shot or something. But this week from Young Arena, we have some great matches. Let's just run down the card for you real quick. Television title on the line. Jimmy Golden, the new television champion, defending the title against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. Mad Dog looking to be a 5-time television champion. PG-13 back in action against Eddie Gilbert and whoever he can come up with for a tag team partner. Wanting to get vengeance for the 2 months they have been out from the injury sustained by Eddie Gilbert and Rugged Rod Price. Hawkeye Championship Wrestling tag team titles on the line as Bobby Fulton and Rip Rogers defend the titles against Special Delivery Jones and TD Steele. You have Seth Rollins facing off against Adrian Adonis. The Hawkeye-verse title on the line as Tully Blanchard defends the title against the fans' choice, Ted DiBiase Jr. Then we have, again, Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, Randy Orton facing off against Dr. Death Steve Williams. You have the PWA showing up with Terry Gordy facing off against Shane Douglas. You have the American heavyweight title on the line as Gino Hernandez, who just signed his contract extension, defending against the monster heel, David Von Erich, seeking to get back into the world title picture by being the American heavyweight champion, therefore the number one contender for the title. And then we have the world heavyweight title on the line as Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defends the title against HCW champion AJ Styles. That should be a great match, assuming that there's nothing that goes on with it to derail the match. Because if there was a setup, I would love to see Austin Idol and AJ Styles in a match. All right, that's the card. Let's get into each of the matches. Opening match, television title on the line. Jimmy Golden defending against former 4-time television champion Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. And Buzz puts up a great match, but he falls just short of being able to win the television title for that 5th time. Jimmy rolled away from a diving headbutt off the middle turnbuckle and then drilled Buzz in the middle of the ring with a brainbuster to retain the title in a time of 12 minutes, 7 seconds. Next has PG-13 coming out to the ring and challenging Eddie Gilbert and any tag team partner he can find. And they want a street fight in order to get revenge on Gilbert for putting them out of action for almost 2 months. And how fitting is that one of them got laid out in the ring, the other one got run over by a car. So yeah, let's have a street fight. Well, Eddie comes out by himself, saying that he can take on both punks without a tag team partner. And PG-13, in a street fight, double team Eddie until they hit a variation of the Doomsday device with JC Ice coming off the entrance ramp. As Wolfie gets ready for a pin attempt, Butch Reed emerges and drops an elbow off the entrance ramp onto Wolfie. Butch fights off both members of PG-13 until Eddie gets back up. Butch holds Wolfie up for Eddie to hit him with a chair. Ice climbs the Jumbotron and comes off with a flying crossbody on Butch, but he misses and splats on the concrete floor. And Eddie quickly covers Ice to get the pin in a time of 19 minutes, 19 seconds. Your winners, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Hacksaw Butch Reed. Next match has the HCW Tag Team titles on the line, as Bobby Fulton and Rip Rogers defend the titles against the former American Tag Team Champions, Special Delivery Jones and T.D. Steele. And this is a challenge given by the HCW Champions. Fulton and Steele have a great match. Jones makes a few appearances throughout the match, but Rogers manages to stay on the ring apron for the whole match. At the 10-minute mark, Grappler and Earthquake Ferris stomp their way down the aisle. Ferris drags Rogers off the ring apron. Grappler slides into the ring and nails Fulton with a forearm smash. Referee Tommy Young calls for the bell, awarding the match to the champions by disqualification. Ferris picks Rogers up into a bear hug and drives him back first into the ring post. Jones and Steele double-team Grappler in the ring. Ferris makes his way onto the ring apron, but Fulton nails him with a springboard dropkick from the middle turnbuckle. Jones drops the stunned Ferris with a straight right hand. Grappler escapes the ring and helps Ferris back up the aisles. Your winner and still HCW Tag Team Champions, Bobby Fulton and Rip Rogers, by disqualification in a time of 10 minutes, 30 seconds. Now we have a lineup of Hawkeye Championship Wrestling talent showing off for the PWA crowd. First off, we have Seth Rollins facing off against Adrian Adonis. And Seth and Adrian have a good match. Adrian has the advantage and goes for the Goodnight Irene, but Seth counters it with a snapmare and nails Adrian with the Avada Kedavra before pinning him with a pedigree in a time of 25 minutes, 6 seconds. Next, we have the Hawkeye-verse title on the line. This is a title where the challengers are voted on by the fans on the HCW website. This time, the vote went to Ted DiBiase Jr. to challenge the champion, Tully Blanchard. And Tully and Ted Jr. have a wonderful match. Ted Sr. is in his son's corner for the match. And Ted Jr. goes for the million-dollar dream prematurely. Tully counters it with a back suplex to set up the slingshot suplex for the win in a time of 13 minutes, 38 seconds. Your winner and still Hawkeye-verse champion, Tully Blanchard. Next, we have Randy Orton facing off against Dr. Death, Steve Williams. Randy and Steve have a decent match. Randy nails the RKO 3 different times, but Steve kicks out of all 3. Randy complains to Nick Patrick. Steve grabs him from behind, but Randy shoves him away. He runs into the corner and bounces off the middle turnbuckle for another RKO, but Williams catches him and drills him into the match with the Oklahoma Stampede for the win in a time of 27 minutes, 18 seconds. Dr. Death Steve Williams is your winner. Now having the parade of HCW talent, we go back to the PWA guys. Terry Gordy, singles match against Shane Douglas. And Terry and Shane have a great match. Terry tries to use his size advantage, but Shane keeps him off balance by darting out of the ring several times. On one such excursion, Terry chases him around the ring. While Shane runs past Heenan during one lap around the ring, Heenan tosses him a chain. As he runs around the ring, he wraps the chain around his hand and rolls back into the ring. David Manning tells Shane to stay in the ring. Terry climbs back into the ring. Shane nails him with the chain and tosses it back to Heenan before getting the pin in a time of 17 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner, Shane Douglas. Now the next title match, which would be considered a great main event anywhere in the world. Gino Hernandez defending the American heavyweight title against the monster heel, David Von Erich. In his earned rematch from a couple of weeks ago, David takes full control of the match from the opening bell. For 30 minutes, The two fought tooth and nail. David seems to have control regardless of how well Gino might be doing. David wins the match with a sleeper. David is your new American heavyweight champion and now the official number one contender for the world heavyweight title. And he gloats over that with his win over Gino Hernandez in a time of 31 minutes, 10 seconds. And he taunts me from the ring that he now is the number one contender and demands to have his shot instead of some punk like AJ Styles. Well, AJ is up for the title because it is PWA versus Hawkeye Championship Wrestling as we are in the state of Iowa. And that is the next match. Austin Idol defending the world heavyweight title against AJ Styles. And Austin and AJ barely begin the match before David and Terry storm the ring. They attack Austin. Nick Patrick calls for the bell and the disqualification. AJ jumps to the world champion's aid, but Terry tosses him over the top rope in a military press slam through a table. David and Terry brutalize Austin until Rick Rude makes the save. Rick chases away the attackers with a sledgehammer. Nick Patrick brings the world title into the ring. Rick takes it and raises Austin's hand in victory. The crowd pops as the former world tag team champions seem to be on a great keel right now. Looks like maybe they might even be ready to run for a shot at the Smoking Guns once again. But David has made his mark as busting open Austin Idol, leaving AJ Styles laying in the middle of a table. But Rick Rude with the sledgehammer, giving a bit of homage back to Triple H and Rick Rude's days in D-Generation X. So what's going to happen? Now that we've taken on the Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, we had that card, what are we going to do next? How are we going to have this finish up? Especially this feud between myself and David Von Erich. Will it end if David wins the World Heavyweight title? Or will that make it just that much more of an issue? We'll have to find out. And we'll start finding out next week as we go back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, finishing up this last loop of the circuit and seeing what great things happen on that card. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite wrestling promotion on the internet. Be back next week to see what happens from Sioux Falls.